Now the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Fayette basketball coach John Bishop. And coach, can you tell us who your team played this week and how things went?
Well, actually, my team didn't play this week. We had a JV game last night. We had a little bit of mix-up in our schedule coming off the New Franklin tournament. And so we were supposed to have a game Monday, and that didn't work out. And we knew that back since probably October. So we knew there was going to be a little bit of an opening. We were supposed to play Knox County today, one of our third conference games of the season. But that didn't work out. We've rescheduled that to February 3rd. So we've kind of had a little bit of a off week, I guess, so to speak. We've had some good practices. We got a lot of good things going on. We're 6-6 on the season. We got a third place win at New Franklin last week and beating Western for the second time of the season, a conference team that we're going to see for a third time, February 4th. So that'll be a kind of a tough week for us, because we'll see Knox County February 3rd, West Strand February 4th, and then we're going to turn around and play Scotland County on February 7th. So kind of a big week for us. We've got the 3 seed at the Slater tournament. That'll start not next week, but the next. And so we'll see Pilot Grove on Tuesday night in the Slater tournament. So that's a different team for us, a CAC team that honestly probably struggling a little bit, even from their own standards. And so we're going to have to show up, and we're going to have to play hard. One of our visions for the season is to play hard, focused, and together every possession, every game. And I think we've done that. We really have. We've had some up and down games. We struggled earlier in the season coming up from Glasgow, going 1-3 in the Glasgow tournament and losing in the third place game. And so that was a kind of a tough little awakening for us as a group of young guys. We got 3 starters back, but other than that, we had a lot of inexperience. And so I think that showed early, but I think we've built off that. We've kind of worked hard. We've played some solid teams, and we've gotten some good wins. We had a big win at Harrisburg, and that's always a tough place to play. So that was a nice win. We traveled up to Trenton and beat the Princeton team that, up north, and they're a good, solid team as well. So kind of back and forth, but we're ready to attack next week and get into the Slater tournament and hopefully finish the month pretty strong.
Who are some of the kids that have been leading the way right now for the Falcons?
Kyle Sleater is a junior. He's a heck of a shooter. He's been able to attack the basket a lot more lately as well. He's averaging about 19.8 points a game for us. Kale Polson is a senior that had a nice night against Western at the third place game in New Franklin. Ended up with 23 points. He had kind of struggled before that, maybe shooting the ball a little bit. Those two guys kind of have paced us all year, but Kale's averaging about 15 a game, and he had a nice night against Western in the third place game. But other than that, we've got some guys that are kind of complementing those two pretty well. Josh Henderson, Zach Henderson, Tyler Bartholomew, Chase Allen, Cody Hilsadick, Grant Hillman. Those guys are kind of the 8 guys that I feel like, have kind of held us together all year. We've got some young guys that support them pretty well through practice, through just kind of being around and competing. I kind of like where the direction our program's going, but those 8 guys have kind of really done a lot for us this year, and so we're real proud of them.